Hello and welcome to this edition of Authentic Achievements. And I am delighted to be joined today by the fabulous Sam Mitchell, who is the podcast owner of this really successful Autism Rocks and Rolls. He's also a TED speaker with his TED Talk Sold Structure. And he is here to share with us his amazing journey so far and what he's got planned for the future. So Sam, welcome.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. It's going to be here.
It's an absolute delight. You've done so much already and you're only, what is it, 19? So I can't wait to see what else you've got involved for the future. But could you start by telling us a bit about your journey so far, please?
Yeah, so hello everyone. I'm Sam Mitchell. I do own the podcast Autism Rocks and Rolls, and it is about autism and how we cope with daily struggles that you may or may not understand. I'm nearing 10K downloads. I have big guests on the show, such as Temple Grandin and Mick Foley. And I do enjoy creative writing the great outdoors, but I've done the podcast since October 2019, and I have done many episodes. So we'll see what the future holds with that.
I love it. And what made you get started with Autism Rocks and Rolls?
After I joined my high school's media club. And that's when I found the podcasting. And after I did that, I decided to start my own podcast because that was the only way I knew how to continue my own media skills.
Yeah. And is that what you're continuing to study?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. So you've had some amazing guests. How did you get guests coming along? How did you grow? I mean, to grow your podcast to 10,000 downloads is amazing. Such a great achievement. You must be very proud.
I am. The way to get guests is just ask. And most people really responding. Some don't, obviously, but some do, and lots of them do. And that's how I just ask through Messenger, Facebook, or whatever way I can reach to them.
Fantastic. So what I love about that is you've got that drive and desire, haven't you? It's like what's the worst that can happen is they can just say no. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Fantastic. So far, I mean, you've already done so much. But what would you think has been the greatest achievement you've had so far?
Probably the TED Talk and being able to speak actually last month in Oklahoma.
Oh, wow. So you could talk to me more about the TED Talk. What's it about? What's the biggest message people are going to get from it?
Yeah, sure. So this TED Talk was about soul structure, why autistic people need structure. We had to do it virtually due to COVID, but it was still officially a TED Talk. It's still announced as it.
Yeah.
It was about why autistic people need structure and the reason being how structure is very helpful to those on the spectrum and those including like me.
Yeah. So could you tell me more about that? I'm really fascinated. Why is structure so important to people that are on the spectrum?
Because it gives me order and it gives me control in a world where there isn't really any.
Okay, that makes total sense. So if we're trying to, you know, obviously drive a more inclusive and supportive way of interacting with people, what are the other things that we could do that would make it easier for people on the spectrum to deal with us and for us to be able to help them?
Well, definitely take a deep breath and know that we're all human at the end of the day and you will probably make mistakes at some point. But in all honesty, just give us a chance. I mean, it's a shot at redemption for us. So we just really need the chance, and that's all we can ask for. And I don't know. I'm just wondering if that's too much to ask for.
I'd like to hope not. I mean, all of us deserve a chance, don't we? And I think we all have that. We've all got something within us. We've all got a story in us that we want to get out. And actually, if we can just be kind and listen to each other, then maybe we can help everybody get their story out and find their space.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So are there other things? Because one of the bits that I think's amazing now is that society is starting to embrace neurodiversity. So recognizing that rather than seeing the differences, we're actually seeing the benefits that we get from the fact that we are all different. And actually that's how we learn and grow. Have you seen that in what you've been doing with the TED Talking and the podcast, that people are starting to embrace what they can learn from the differences rather than holding people accountable for them?
Through the journey, yes. I have seen changes, but I'm hoping one day we can get to the point where we don't have to be judgmental. And I just hope one day we can get to the world where we all just don't look at the guy and just think he's a weirdo, and just because you don't know his story.
No, that's so true, isn't it? We make those immediate judgments, and what we don't do is seek to understand. And yet, I think at our base, human beings want to be listened to, they want to be understood, and they want to be respected. So if we can instead say, tell me your journey, tell me about yourself, tell me where you're coming from and where you're hoping to go to, then actually I can seek to understand rather than make a judgment. And I guess that was kind of one of my reasons for doing this podcast, was to help people share their story and say, tell us what your journey's been like, tell us how we can help you on your journey next, because that's going to be how we all learn and grow, isn't it?
Yep, correct.
So what do you think has been the most the greatest achievement so far on your journey? I mean, you've got the podcast, you've got the TED Talk, you've
Being
graduated.
able to be an advocate for autism and mental health, and just being the person who can step in when needed.
Love that. Because it's so important, isn't it, to ensure that everybody has got a voice, and you do that so well for people that are autistic, ensuring that people have understand better what it is like to be autistic and how we can be more inclusive and supportive instead of judgmental and probably exclude people that are suffering. So, if you could give us what, one thing you'd like us to take away from today's conversation, what's the one thing you'd like to do differently to make it easier for people with autism?
Well, instead of being the person who, when you know, hear the word autism, don't think, oh no, it's the threat. They're not even capable of anything. Try again, buddy. That's not true. It's, oh my gosh, they have autism. That's so cool. Let's see what gifts they can do.
Absolutely, because I mean, clearly you can do lots, and it's just you do things differently, but that's how we learn, isn't it?
Correct.
So when you're thinking about kind of what you'd like for the future, what's next for you?
Hoping to grow this podcast as much as possible, but I always say, ask me in 5 years and we'll talk again because I'm taking this podcast one day at a time and we'll see where it goes. So, and maybe it's doing something different down the road, you never know. But as of now, I plan on doing this, but 5 years it could change, man.
No, absolutely. And my nan used to say every day's a school day, and my granddad used to say live each day as if it's your last, and one day you'd be right. And I try and live my life between those two, which is live for today and try and learn something. And I learn something from everybody I get to speak to, because they've all got such a different way of looking at the world, haven't they?
Yes, they do.
So, who've been your favorite guest so far?
My favorite what now?
Your favorite guests so far, who've
Oh, Mick Foley,
okay.
the professional wrestling legend, the hardcore legend. He was fun and pretty cool to hang out with.
Fab. And what was his biggest giveaway, takeaway for your audience?
Probably the fact that you can have all the money in the world, but it doesn't give you a true happiness. You can still be humble.
Yeah, I love that. I love that because it's true, isn't it? It's like we come into the world with nothing and we leave with nothing. I think sometimes in the middle we forget that that is life's biggest leveler.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. So he sounds fab. If you could get anybody on your podcast, who would it be?
That's a good question. There's a lot of possibilities out there. But I guess my main two would be Eminem. Mick Foley was the big one, but I guess the other two now is Eminem and Gordon Ramsay.
Cool. So I'm going to take one at a time. Why M&M?
Because he's on the undiagnosed spectrum, and I think he would be very interested. And he'll, I plus his songs have been very helpful to me as a child and as an adult. More of that, more of likely as an adult.
He has got amazing songs, haven't they? They've all got a real message in there if you really listen. And
Oh
that's
yeah. Yeah,
beauty.
there's more to the cussing. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. I also do in International Imposter Syndrome Awareness Day, and he has a song where actually, although he doesn't say it, he talks very clearly about his own struggle with feeling like an imposter.
Which one? I don't know. That's the reason why I'm asking.
Walk on Water.
Welcome, water.
Yeah, Walk on Water with he's got Beyoncé in it as well, hasn't he? And
Huh, I'll check
it
that
talks,
out. Thank you.
if you listen back through it, he talks about the kind of fear of his work not being good enough, and then he
I'll check that out. I'm a very music geeky kind of guy, so I'll have to check that out.
no, it's one that I listen to quite a lot. It's very cleverly done. Okay, so that's why Eminem, and that's fantastic and great that I think music does help us, doesn't it? But I guess I don't know because I'm not on the spectrum. Is it something that is extremely helpful to people that are autistic, or is it just a personal thing, do you think?
I think it could, personally. It depends on the person.
Yeah.
But for me, it's a very personal thing. I just think that I would rather do music than watch a movie or anything like that. It's
Yeah.
on this because through the podcast, I turn more audio. I guess that's the way it goes. But
Yeah.
it could. I mean, there's been music therapies in Indiana where they help on the spectrum play music. So I think it's a little bit, for me, both.
Okay. No, it's useful to know because I'm a lover of music too, and I think music can really help me change my mood. If I'm in the wrong mood and I put the right music on, it can really shift my energy. And I wondered if that was, if that's similar. I guess that's just a musical piece as opposed to anything else, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's Eminem. Why Gordon Ramsay?
Well, at first, it was kind of funny. I thought the biggest problem was he was in like an a-hole for an honesty and blunt for no reason. And while people some hate that, I actually admire that. But there's a hard story behind it. If you watch the Goldcast video with just talking about him, apparently his father whipped him with the belt for no apparent reason. And he had to deal with a lot of abuse with his father. And his brother was on heroin. He's seen a lot. He's had a grown up past, I think.
Yeah, he has had a sad, a lot of sadness in his background, and I guess that comes back round, doesn't it, to your point, which is don't just judge the book by its cover. Read the book, get to know the person, understand what they've
Right.
gone
And
through.
what I've heard is outside of that kitchen, he's probably one of the nicest guys. It's like hanging out with your dad when you hang out with him.
Yeah. And often that's the thing, isn't it? People play to a persona that works for them, that gets them, that gets them known. I probably shouldn't be now reminded of the moment in Shrek, and I don't mean it for any other reason, but the moment in the final Shrek where the guy's going, do the roar, do the roar, do the roar. And they're like, that's all he's been known for, was being an ogre that roared. And yet actually, when you get to know him, he was a, the character had got many more layers than that, hadn't he? It was a father and all of the rest of things. And yet we do sometimes just unfortunately hone in on that one thing, don't we?
Yep.
So what is next for you right now? What's your next 3 months looking like?
The 3 months of probably doing this more and working on season two and having a lot of fun and adventures. I'm because summer breaks go around the corner and I'm hoping to get out of the house and have some fun, do some zip lining and all that jazz.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And if you could give, this is a hard one. If you could give advice to your younger self when you're already so young, but if you could give advice to your younger self, what would it be? Or to anybody younger that's watching?
That'd be the opposite. That's actually the easier one. Take a deep breath first of all, and I would if I had a shirt, I would still wear it, but every little thing is going to be all right. I still don't think that, but I think it was like I learned it more now back then when I was 10. I'm not as stressful. I feel a lot more happier than I was once upon a time.
Oh, good. I'm glad. And you're right. Sometimes we do just have to take a breath and recognize that we've survived 100% of the challenges life's thrown at us so far. That's quite a batting average. So I always say, use that to trust yourself that you'll survive whatever comes next.
Me too.
I love it. So if people want to get involved or learn more about it, how best do they get in touch with you?
You can go to your favorite media platform, wherever you think I am, I'm probably there. But my main like home domain is Podbean at Autism Rocks and Rolls. You can search it on Podbean or go to my website, autismrocksandrolls.com. That will have all my information on and what I do to learn more about and really get involved.
Fantastic. We'll make sure also that all of the links to all of your sites and how people can contact you is included in the show notes. Is there anything last you'd like to say to the audience before we let you go?
Sure. I think if the world could be nice and not be stupid, I think we'll get along perfectly.
I love that. Be nice and don't be stupid. What great advice. And thank you so much for coming along and sharing part of your journey with us. We really appreciate it. And until
Of
next
course.
time,
Of course.
take
Thank
care.
you again.
Pleasure. Speak soon.